T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not...
Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Proudly sitting in for Del Walmsley, I'm your host, Mike Harrison. If you'd like to call our show today, our number is 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211, or email me at askmike@luinc.com. That's askmike@luinc.com. The Del Walmsley Show is dedicated to helping and teaching others invest in real estate in order to create passive streams of income to build wealth and ultimately retire. You see, once your passive income meets or exceeds your ordinary income, ultimately covering your monthly obligations and your monthly expenses, we call that retirement, okay? Or better yet, that means you get to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and how you want. Essentially, spending time and energy, instead of spending time and energy on the J-O-B, you get to spend time and energy doing what you want to do. We spend time with our families, okay? We're real estate investors. We create the passive streams of income to retire so that we can spend that extra time with our family, so that we can help others, so that we can work on projects of our choosing, and so that we can give back. And on today's show, I want to review a few different items, including at the end, I'm going to go over two interesting articles on real estate. And both articles literally tout the wealth building capabilities of real estate. But one article absolutely nails it, has it correct. But the other article is just a bit off, and I want to compare and contrast those two articles at the end, so I hope you can stick with me. But first and foremost, I want to talk about windfalls, okay? Windfalls and how we as real estate investors treat those windfalls compared to, say, the conventional crowd or the status quo crowd, because we look at windfalls completely different than typical people look at windfalls, and we apply a millionaire's mindset to those windfalls. And by windfalls, I mean large sums of money, okay? Windfalls come into our life in many different ways. You can get a bonus from work. Maybe it's a commission. You hit a certain level in your corporate job, and an extra commission pays out that was maybe unexpected or maybe a rare item that doesn't happen very often. It could be a stock buyout. Let's say you work for a small company and you've got some stock shares and another company buys it. Well, that would trigger a cash out event of those shares and you may get a windfall that way. Or an inheritance. That's a pretty common windfall, right? Maybe you got paid because you sold some toys. There's a classic one. You got rid of the boats or the extra car, the jet skis or the motorcycles. That happens all the time. Now, in real estate, We have some additional methods of windfalls that come into our lives, and those typically come two different ways. One, it could be what we call a refinance event, where we've got some debt equity in a property, and the equity's not performing, it's not doing anything, it's sitting there, so we're going to refinance, and we're going to pull that equity out, and that's a windfall to us. And so at that time, we have a decision what to do with it. Or a sale of a property. Let's say when that property sells, boom, there's a windfall, right? You've suddenly got a large amount of cash and you've got to decide what to do with it. So I want you to think about, what if you just received $25,000, $50,000, maybe even $100,000? How do you look at that? And more importantly, what would you decide to do with that windfall? Because most people, when they get a windfall, let me tell you what they see. They see a new car. They see a new toy. They see the boat again. And for many of you out there, you may not know what BOAT stands for, B-O-A-T. That stands for Breakout Another Thousand, because that's what boat ownership is. And I'm not against it. I enjoy boats. I actually enjoy renting boats much more than owning, but I've got some very, very good friends that own some boats, and we have some great time on those boats, some great times. What about the fancy family vacation? That one always comes up. I'm not against that, and I think spending money on memories is a great investment. What about paying the house down? How about that one? Because that is big in the conventional wisdom crowd, right? The conventional wisdom that tells us, hey, you get a windfall, you need to put some of that toward the main house and pay it down. Here's another one. How about you get the windfall and you've got some kids, and so you want to feed the old college fund, right? You want to take some of that money and you want to put it in the college fund, or pay off debt, or maybe a combination of all of the above that I mentioned. Because let me tell you what, as real estate investors, we don't do that. We're not seeing the $25,000, the $50,000, or the $100,000. You know what we see? We see potential passive income. And that word potential, right, just from fourth grade science tells us that you've got potential energy or kinetic energy. This is potential passive income. And the definition of potential is having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. And so as real estate investors, we see that windfall as potential passive income. And literally, we're looking at a percentage of that windfall, typically anywhere from 10 to 30% of that windfall, depending on how we deploy the funds. You see, we're about building cash flow. We're not about spending that windfall, but instead, we want to put it to work, and that is a completely 100% different mindset. It is the millionaire's mindset. And let's take $100,000, for example, and let's take only 8 to 10% in passive income. And some of you out there may be saying, holy smoke, Harrison, 8 to 10% is fantastic. Let me tell you what, we get it all day long, and we get it bigger than that. But let's just take 100 grand and 8 to 10% in passive income. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the 100,000, or would you rather have 10 grand a year in perpetuity? Give me the $10,000 in perpetuity. Now, look, if you're 90 years old, I get it. You're going to want the $100,000, okay? That makes sense. But if you're 30, 40, 50 years old, I think you're expecting that you're going to live a little longer than 10 years. And so $10,000 a year, you're 11, you're ahead of the game, right? Well, it's better than that, but that's 10 grand in perpetuity, my friends. 10 grand every year, year in and year out. And what would you rather have? I'll say it again. 100,000 to go spend on stuff, to go spend on toys, to go spend on things that 5-6 years from now you're not even going to remember what you spent them on. Or do you want that 8 to 10,000 a year coming in and year out? And let me tell you what, it's even better than that. As a millionaire mindset, that $100,000 does not leave you, okay? You haven't spent it. I was only talking about cash flow. We're going to invest that $100,000 or that $25,000 or that $50,000. And again, we're going to take home a percentage of that every year, year in and year out, as cash flow. But that initial investment is still with us. It stays with us. It's on our personal financial statement. It is still continuing to work. It is doing so much more than just the potential cash flow. It is working and continuing to grow. Then in the future, there'll probably be a sale or another refinance event. So it goes on and on and on. This is, my friends, this is the millionaire's mindset. It's how we see things a little bit different than the conventional wisdom crowd. And we don't listen to all the noise that's in the background that's pushing us and telling us every day, day in and day out, how we need to live our lives. And let's take, for example, the middle class mindset is going to encourage you to take that windfall, take the vacation, or go buy the new King Ranch F-150 or the new Mercedes-Benz for $75,000, or even worse, it's going to encourage you to put money down and finance the F-150 or the Mercedes-Benz. Because truthfully, a lot of people that come into windfalls, they end up spending so much more than the windfall. When you check back with them 4, 5, 6 months later, yeah, they bought the boat, but then they didn't think they needed the maintenance contract on the boat. They didn't think they needed to store the boat or the boat slip or, oh, I got to get a different trailer for the boat. And then you need the skis and you need everything. And don't get me wrong, I'm not against owning boats or owning toys. I'm just saying we take our investments and we create cash flows so that we can get those toys on our terms at a later date. Let's talk about financing for a second. Well, looks like we're coming up on the other side of the break. This is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show, and my name's Mike Harrison.
We'll be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Dell Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison, and we're talking about the millionaire mindset applied to windfalls as they come into our life. And where I was at the top of the show, I was talking about how the conventional wisdom encourages us to go out and spend that windfall, to spend it on stuff, whether that's a car or a vacation or a toy or something along those lines. And I wanted to tell you how the millionaire mindset sees that different. They see within that windfall potential passive income as a percentage of that windfall. And so we'll use $100,000 just to make the math easy, but that potential cash flow is easily 8 to 10% a year when you put that windfall to work. And so that's what the millionaire mindset is going to see. And let's talk about when it comes time to actually buy a vehicle, how the millionaire is going to look at it as opposed to how the middle class is going to look at it. Because the middle class is saying, hey, you got to have a car. You know, this is a perfect opportunity to get a new ride. But a lot of times we'll use a strategy called chunking. And if you've never heard that, it's chunking, just like it sounds, C-H-U-N-K-I-N-G. And let's say you're looking at a car for $50,000, and millionaire can easily write a check and buy that car for $50,000. Or let's say they look at it and they say, I can finance that car. There's some sub 2% interest rates or even 0% interest, and we can do that for $750 a month. Well, let me tell you what the millionaire does. They will take that $50,000 and go buy two rent houses, because on average, each of those rent houses is going to pay $400 per month, right? So 400 times two, that's 800 a month. So the millionaire will buy the two rent houses first, create the passive income, and then go finance the vehicle. And guess what? In 5 to 6 years, the vehicle is paid for, yet the two houses remain on the balance sheet and keep on producing. So that's a concept we call chunking, and we use that when we want to buy something large like a car. So we don't believe in consumer debt. It's a millionaire mindset. Now, the middle class mindset, I lived it. I was there for 2 decades, and it's kind of like you buy the vehicle, and then you figure out how you're going to pay it at a later date, right? Hey, time to get a new car. Let's go out and finance it. And no one thinks about the future, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years down the road. They just think, hey, everything's going to keep on trucking. No big deal. $500, $600, $700 a month. Let's go. And it's a completely different way to go about things. We are 180 degrees different. But look, that conventional wisdom path is everywhere. It inundates us. I mean, think about it like this. We were watching the Wimbledon match on Friday with Coco Gauff. Great match, by the way. Not sure if you saw it, but it was incredible. Let me tell you what. Every other commercial was a car commercial, and all of them are enticing you to go out and buy. Now, let me take that back. All of them are enticing you to actually go finance a new vehicle, a new car, or a new truck. And how many commercials, if you watched television in the last few days for any amount of time, let's say 2 hours, I promise you're going to see 10, 12, maybe 15, maybe even 20 car commercials, and they're relentless, but they work, okay? You see, these commercials are geared to a specific audience, the middle class. They're viewed and accepted within the middle class mindset. They're expensive commercials, but they work, okay? And another thing, how many broke people do you know that go out and finance a new car every 4 to 5 years? Whatever the reason, maybe their car wasn't cool enough, maybe some new model came out. There's always an excuse, okay? Maybe their old one isn't running the way they want it. Maybe they want to upgrade and get leather and a sunroof. But broke people do this over and over and over. Some folks just literally, they got to have a new ride. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, that mindset is not going to create wealth. It is not going to make you a millionaire. And what we do is 100% counterintuitive, okay? It's totally against the status quo. So again, what's the millionaire going to do when the time comes to buy the car? Chances are, they're going to look at their old car and they're probably going to drive it. In my previous life in corporate America, our company was owned by a billionaire. Great man. Blue jeans kind of guy, hamburger kind of guy, have a beer with you. And guess what? He drove a 9-year-old Jeep Grand Cherokee. True story. Great man. And he could have drove anything he wanted. But that's what he decided to drive. And part of this millionaire mindset is you literally have to look at issues and you got to solve these problems with a different mindset that created them. And one of Dale Walmsley's best lessons, and if you've never heard it, I encourage you to go to our podcast at lifestylesunlimited.com and go to the podcast and find one of Dale's discussions on, he uses a quote from Albert Einstein. And the quote is that problems cannot be solved with the same mindset that created them. And Dale will say it, he'll say it like this: how you see the problem is the problem. And let's apply that to buying the new car, because the millionaire mind class, the mindset of the middle class mindset is going to say, hey, I need a new car because the other one's not cool enough, or it's old, or it doesn't run so well, and I don't have the cash to buy the car, so I'll just finance it. And the middle class will buy the car first and then figure out how to pay for it second. Let me tell you what the millionaire is going to do, because they're going to look at this under a whole different mindset. They're going to say to themselves, hey, it's time for a new vehicle. How can I add cash flow to the monthly income to offset or cover the purchase? Because that mindset doesn't want to deplete their wealth for something as simple as a vehicle. So they're going to create additional cash flow and additional wealth to offset the cost for the vehicle. Or, applied to Dale's principle, how you see the problem is the problem, the millionaire is probably even going to go one step further and say, why do you even need a car, right? well, the middle class is going to say, I need the car so I can get to work. And again, seeing the problem 100% different would be, well, if you didn't have to work, you might not need a car. Or if you've already got a car within the family, you can probably go to a one car within the family. So you have to look at it under a completely different lens than how the problem was formed to begin with. So I see this all the time. Let's look at the windfall when applied to paying off the house, right? That's the conventional wisdom. Let's take a $50,000 windfall, and let's say you put it off to pay your home. No one ever seems to ask why. It's just conventional wisdom. That's what people do. Let me tell you what. First of all, your home is not an asset. My house paid me nothing last month and nothing the month before. I pay my house, and it's not the other way around. Let me tell you something else. Interest rates today are extremely low. 3.73%, I think, is the average. Why would you want to pay that house off when you could be earning 10, 20, 100% returns, okay? So 1960, 1970 have come and gone. The rules of money are different, absolutely different. So again, millionaire mindset, how do we create wealth? How do we cash flow? Middle-class mindset, let's go out and spend this money and have a good time. So when we come back, I'm going to continue reviewing the millionaire mindset applied to windfalls. And I want to get into a couple of articles at the end of the show touting the best that real estate has to offer. My name's Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Today we've been discussing the millionaire mindset when applied to windfalls that come into your life. In fact, in the first half of the show, I outline a concept that discusses what happens when you're blessed with a windfall in your life. And how the conventional wisdom crowd will handle that windfall, and that looks like cars and toys and vacations and paying down the house, and how, in fact, the middle class will apply that windfall the middle class, they're going to spend the money, okay? That's what we're all ingrained to do, and I was there for 2 decades. But the millionaire mindset is going to invest to create the positive cash flow, okay? Instead of buying stuff, they're going to invest it to create positive cash flow. And let's talk about stuff for a moment, because my absolute 100 98% favorite Dellism in the world. And if you don't know what that is, Del Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and he has some sayings that literally bring home the truth in real estate investing. But he has a Dellism, and it is 100% by far my favorite. And Del says, "You don't own stuff. Stuff owns you." And that is so, so true. And it comes home to me. I purchased a house about 4 years ago. It was turned on to me by one of the Lifestyles Unlimited agents in Dallas-Fort Worth. And I still own the home. Thank you, Lee Kathy Bell. You are the greatest, but that's been a wonderful, wonderful investment. This home was a bit pricier than our standard model, but it was something that fit for what I was looking for at the time. And the person who owned this house, the lady that lived there, God bless her, she was a hoarder. It was a nice home in a nice neighborhood. And the lady that lived there, this woman, every time she went out, I guarantee she came back with something. And she, if she had $20 in her pocket, she was going to spend it and buy something. And long story short, but essentially this lady didn't own stuff. Stuff owned her. I mean, her garage was full, and by full, I say 5-6 feet tall full. The bedrooms were full. There was a storage shed in the backyard. That was loaded up. I mean, literally, when we were rehabbing the house, it was 2 30-yard dumpsters loaded with stuff by the time we were done, and we were taking it to the dump. And I'm going to tell you right now, with a millionaire mentality, sometimes not buying stuff is much harder than giving in and buying stuff, especially if you have kids. It's hard, but you have to be the adult. You have to be more rational. And it's not that we're not wanting to go buy things. We're actually wanting to save our money so that we can invest it and create and build our cash flow. We want to grow that cash flow month in and month out. We want it to be greater every year than it was the year before. And my mom had a saying when I was growing up, and I didn't really understand what she meant by it. And if you know my mom, she's got a very, very direct way of saying things. My mom grew up in Texas her whole life. She grew up in very modest circumstances and worked hard and did well for herself. And she was directly what she would say. She would say to me, she said, "Every millionaire I've ever met doesn't have a pot to blank in." And I think you know the phrase. And as a child, I didn't understand what she meant. But as a real estate investor, I totally know what my mom meant. Because, yeah, we're not springing for things. We're not out there buying the fancy dinners. We can if we want, but chances are we're saving up and keeping our powder dry so that we can get another investment and grow that cash flow. So today, I know exactly what my mother meant when she says that. So as promised earlier, I said we had two articles that I wanted to compare and contrast on real estate. One article that absolutely nails it, and the other article that comes close but doesn't quite get there. But before I go to those two articles, I want to invite you to one of our free workshops. Because if you're out there and what you're doing, if you know what you're doing is not building wealth and it's not going to work for you, you need to do what I did and attend one of our free workshops. That's where I got started. And these workshops are informative. They'll tell you how every piece of real estate makes us money five ways. They will tell you the seven principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses. And look, if you're unsure or nervous, I get it. Bring a friend, bring a spouse, bring a neighbor, because bouncing different views off of one another is great. Creating dialogue is great. I want you to see this. Go to retireinfiveyearsorless.com, retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Don't spell out the five. That's the number five, retireinfiveyearsorless.com. Sign up for a free workshop. I promise you'll be glad you attended. And our next workshops will be in Baltimore on July 13th. We will be in San Diego on July 13th. We will be in Portland July 20th. And we will be in Chicago July 27th. And lastly, Kansas City, August 3rd. So that's Buy My Life Back, or excuse me, that's retireinfiveyearsorless.com. retireinfiveyearsorless.com, and sign up for one of our free workshops. Okay, the two articles. The first article, the title, I love the title. It's 90% of the world's millionaires do this to create wealth. And the article caught my attention immediately. And this article is from a website called The College Investor by Jonathan Yates. And it's touted as, quote, investing in personal finance for millennials. So, again, I'm even more interested now, right? Because I think the millennials are in a tough, tough situation. And for those of you out there, the millennial generation was started in 1977. They were born in 77 through 1995. So the millennials were born basically when the 401k was gathering total steam as the end-all be-all to retirement in America. And sadly, they're attending college when college rates are at an all-time high. Education is more expensive today than it has ever been in the history of this country. And the millennials, I think, are starting to wake up to the fraud of college loans and the broken 401k. Although most of them will never find the right map, but some of them are starting to wake up and realize that the system is broken. So let's get into this article, and I'll just read what Jonathan Yates starts off with, the author of the article. And he says, over the last two centuries, about 90% of the world's millionaires have been created by investing in real estate. Okay, I'm in. I like it. For the average investor, real estate offers the best way to develop significant wealth. As with any and all forms of investing, it is best to get started early with real estate so that you can put time on your side. A good way to begin is to buy your first primary residence. Okay, yeah, get started young. That's great. I wish I had gotten started young. But he goes into buying your first primary residence, and where he goes with this article is that your first residence should also be what you rent out to others. He even goes so far as to say you should rent out your basement to others. And that is not a good way. I don't want to share my home with renters. I gave up the dorm life 26 years ago, more than that actually. But I'm done with that. I don't want people in my house. There's just too much leverage and too much opportunity out there to buy a modest rent home. And you know, look, if you're buying your primary home, you're giving up and you're renting that out, you're giving up a lot of tax advantages. You're giving up some equity capture. You're giving up the opportunity for much better cash on cash return potentials. So the way to go is not buying your primary residence. And actually, Mr. Yates likes the idea of buying the primary home because he knows that he could put less down on the primary home. And I'm telling you, again, that's not the way to go. You're going to end up paying PMI. He says that paying 20% down on an investment property is too much. Look, he's seeing the problem through the wrong mindset again, because we are actually borrowing 70 to 75% of ARV, okay? We're doing this a completely 180-degree different way than Jonathan Yates says to do it, and I'm not even sure this gentleman is aware of how we purchase real estate. So, and I'm not going to go into hard money or anything like that. Feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com, or go to our podcast at Lifestyles Unlimited, and you can learn more. So Mr. Yates continues on, and he does finish pretty strong. He says, hey, like anything in life, the more you get into real estate investing, the more experienced you become, the easier it will be in the future. And I absolutely agree with that. He also says, after establishing yourself with a lender, financing for future buyers will be much simpler. Real estate agents will bring more deals your way when they are confident that you will buy. You will also find out that others want to invest with you after you have a profitable record in real estate. And I 100% agree with that. So, when we come back, we'll get into the next article on the one that nails it and has it right. My name is Mike Harrison, and this is the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow.
Money in your pocket each month.
Equity capture.
The thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map.
Appreciation.
real estate can increase in value over time.
Equity buildup.
Renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free. From the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. We've been reviewing an article from the website, The College Investor, which touts itself as investing in personal finance for millennials. And overall, it's a step in a positive direction. Again, I think the millennials are being squeezed on both sides. They're born into the 401k, the advent of the 401k world, and they're getting hammered by the most expensive education. That's college education today is more expensive than it's ever been in the history of this country. So anything the millennials are doing that involves real estate, I'm on board. And the title of this article is 90% of the world's millionaires do this to create wealth. Again, I like it, but Mr. Yates touts buying your primary home and renting it out to others and then doing that again and again and again. And I'm saying with the right education and the right map, you can do this so, so much better. So the gentleman's close, but he's not quite there. You can do it better, faster. You can earn larger returns, much, much larger returns. So again, that might be okay if you wanted to live college dorm style your whole life with people in and out of your house and in your basement, but that's not for me. It's not for us. There's a much better way. And Mr. Yates, he does finish at the very end, and he says, no matter which type of real estate investing works out to be your favorite, now is the time to begin. It is much better to make a mortgage payment to the bank rather than send a rent check to the landlord. It is vital in all investing opportunities to acquire assets and hold on for the long term. As history has proven, with real estate, it can be especially rewarding to those who start at a young age. So I'm not going to say I 100% agree with that statement. I'm going to give it a 90 because you don't have to hold on to them for the long term. If you hold on to them for the long term, you're going to end up with a lot of dead equity. Okay, so you either need to sell that asset or pull that equity out. And if you want more on what I'm talking about, shoot me an email, askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. Again, yeah, I wish I had started early, but my parents didn't know this. They weren't there to teach me. And it took myself attending a free workshop at Lifestyles Unlimited and then attending our two-day seminar and learning these strategies that I had never heard of, never seen, and never even thought of, and no one had ever shared with me. So happy I did so. It has made all the difference in the world and 100% changed my life. All right, let's get to the last article, and this is from Forbes.com, and the name of this article is Why Real Estate Builds Wealth More Consistently Than Other Asset Classes. And this is from November of 2018, so it's not quite a year old. And this article pretty much nails it. And they list 7 reasons why real estate builds more wealth than any other asset class. So let's talk about this and let's kind of put it in light as to how we at Lifestyles Unlimited would view these 7 advantages. So advantage number 1, nail on the head, cash flow. In fact, it must cash flow, okay? If it doesn't cash flow, we are not going to buy that asset. That is our number 1 rule at Lifestyles Unlimited. Must cash flow. If you're looking at investing in real estate for any other reason than cash flow, you're going to get hurt. I'm telling you right now. So don't go buy a piece of property and sit on it and think that down the road it's going to be worth something. That may or may not be true. So number 1, that property needs to cash flow. Number 2, in Forbes, they use appreciation as the number 2 reason. And again, we don't count on appreciation to make the investment. In fact, that's the last thing we look at. We're not speculators. If you are looking at property in some of these cities where the prices are just absolutely through the roof, Seattle, San Francisco, you know who you are, and you're buying it solely for appreciation, you are gambling, my friend. That is speculation, and you might get hurt. So we don't count on the appreciation, but we do some forced appreciation. And think about it like this. We use leverage to buy the home. So let's say we buy a $150,000 rent home in value with leverage. We may be in for no greater than $25,000, maybe less than that. And again, we're using strategies that I'm not going into here. But 5 years later, that home will probably be worth $185,000, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, but that's roughly 100% return on our investment. But typically, we're going to do much, much better than that. So the third reason here is depreciation. And this is a good one because each year we are depreciating that residential real estate against its 127.5% against the value of the home, and we write that off against the cash flow. And so that's how we're avoiding taxes in many ways. Leverage, that's the next one, okay? So you're going to buy the home, you're going to rehab the home, you're going to rent the home. At some point in the future, you're going to either refinance it or sell the home, and you're going to repeat, and you're going to keep doing that over and over and over to build that passive income. So leverage is critical in real estate ownership. Loan pay down. Yes, you've got a resident living in that home and they're paying the rent monthly. And by paying the rent, they're also paying that loan down and the extra on top after you've paid the insurance and the taxes and the mortgage is the cash flow. So you get the advantage of the loan pay down. There is forced equity. I talked about that. That's buying a fixer upper type property and improving its condition. And then there's also inflation, and we're up against the end of the show here, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but the value of the dollar decreases each and every year, so there is a little inflation, and that will increase the value of the asset. So another hour has passed. I hope each of you was able to take home something from today's discussion. This is the Dale Walmsley Radio Show. My name's Mike Harrison, and I want to remind you, it's not about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Walmsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.